I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. When Anson Nygaard returned to the States after 2 years of active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, he headed straight for the Pacific Crest Trail.
Just kind of the concept of walking it off appealed to us.
Nygaard was a sniper in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division.
Public lands serve a unique utility to veterans coming back.
Nygaard and three other combat veterans marched a symbolic 60 kilometers through public lands in northwestern Montana this week to highlight what they see as vital space for veterans to reground themselves after tours of duty. Nygaard says hiking through California's backcountry, stripped away from the artifice of civilization, recalibrated his baseline.
Or any time you're in wilderness, you come across another human being, and it's not like passing someone in the street in a city. You know, you check in, you ask if all of their basic human needs are being met. And I think that in the military, that's a sense that you always have, that, you know, you carry a heavy rucksack so that the people around you don't have to carry that much. You know, it's a team effort.
Nygaard moved to Montana because of its immense stretches and easy access to public lands. He works for the Montana Wilderness Association as a veteran outreach and public lands field organizer. He says public lands are threatened by legislation that would remove wilderness protections or transfer federal lands to the states. He says public lands are becoming a partisan issue, but they weren't always.
The Wilderness Act was not a partisan issue. It was in the wake of Vietnam. It was a way to bring the country back together from all the fractures that were going on within society, not so unlike what's going on today.
He says Congress has already agreed on bills to fund and maintain public lands, like the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which he supports. He'd like to see more funding prioritized, like a bill proposed this March to use taxes on oil and gas developments on public lands to fund backlogged maintenance in national parks.
Given the reality of the reasons that so many service members ended up in the Middle East and the reason that that part of the world was a priority for us nationally, I don't think it's so unreasonable for us to ask that of oil and gas now. No, I don't.
Charlie Cromwell served 4 years of active duty in the U.S. Army as a second lieutenant, including a 13-month combat tour in Iraq. He says he lost himself a bit toward the end.
And all I could think about was coming back to Montana and just getting my feet underneath me, and as everyone always says in the Army, getting your mind right.
When he finally did get back, he says he disappeared into Glacier and the places he remembered as a kid.
And took that summer to kind of regain focus and remember where I came from, remember who I was, remember what I wanted to be, to remember what I did in the military and to be proud of it and to channel all that and move forward with my life. And I absolutely attribute Montana and its open spaces and its public lands for me being able to get moving forward again.
Like Nygaard, Cromwell says protecting access to public lands is an issue all Montanans can get behind. He says our right to enjoy a healthy environment is even written into the state's constitution. Still, he reads headlines that worry him.
Everyone wants their kids to be able to go out into the parks or the public areas and go fishing and hunting or just to go for a hike. It really shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Andrew Pearson parachuted into Iraq as part of the initial invasion in 2003. He served there for a year and then another year in Afghanistan.
Every single one of us has their own story about how, you know, they come back from combat and spend some time out in public lands and really helps you connect back home.
Pearson organized the event with help from Vietnam vet Cliff Larson. Pearson said they chose the route from Polebridge to Whitefish, partly for its beauty, but also because of its proximity to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown.
This is what we fought for. This is what we love. It's what we love about America. This is what we are proud of. So we wanted to make sure that word got out.
He says these lands are at risk.
You do feel like there's pressure now, you know, to maybe sell off public lands or transfer public lands in a way that might result in selling off public lands. And that's something that you know, we want people to know we're aware of that, we're very concerned about it, we love these public lands, and so that's why we're here.
Public lands management has been a rallying issue for candidates on both sides of the aisle in Montana's recent election. The upcoming midterms are expected to continue that trend. While none of the veterans backed a specific candidate, Pearson and his co-organizer, Cliff Larson, who both served as Democrats in the Montana legislature, have stumped for Senator John Tester before. A regional director from Senator Tester's office congratulated the marchers at a finish line picnic, where a handful of vets from Vietnam served them all steak and burgers. Tester's staffer said he had no part organizing the event. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.